So welcome back. Now we are just going to discuss about the simple settings of your studio and how you can sync your settings in your different computers. For example, if I'm having a Visual Studio IDE here, I have my own settings here, so my settings would sync. But one thing for sure is that you should be logged into your account and signed in here, so your settings are synced with your Microsoft account. So here, the Microsoft account means that any of the account that might be your Gmail account, that might be your Yahoo account, that might be your any of the other account that has been using the service of Microsoft or registered with Microsoft. So if you just go here, what is the benefit of that is that we already the Visual Studio already has added the subscription of Azure as you sign in. Also, some other settings I haven't connected the DFS. Just go to tools. I can also manage my own settings, for example the general settings. For example, if you just like a dark environment, or I like to code in light environment, or like the blue theme. For example, if you just switch to the blue theme and press OK, so what would happen is that it's now a blue IDE that is coming up, and which means that all the settings that I'm doing here would be synced to my other PCs where I'm having the same IDE. One thing to make sure is that, for example, if I'm having Visual Studio's version of Ultimate Edition, and I have synced some settings with that, and on other computer I'm having a community version, so what would happen is that the settings won't sync. The reason for that is that they only sync within the same IDE or the version of IDE. So if I just go to tools, go to the options. So I have some more options here, for example auto recovery, document, and fonts and colors. For example, what font I like or what color I like, I can change my font, I can use the default as well, I can just increase the size as well. So I can do a lot of things here. And with that, for example, if I just go, I have all of the settings here. For example, the project location, default project location, or I use the project template location, or user temp item template location, I can change those. If I just go to the text editor, I can just go to C sharp. So I can let it know that I want to do word wrap or enable a virtual space, or for example, whatever comes in this node would be synced. For example, let's go to tab. I just need 5 spaces for a tab and 5 spaces for an indent size, so that would be synced now. In advance, I can choose a lot of options here. The code style, I can choose that. Whereas if I just go to scroll bars, I have a lot of options here. So every setting that I choose here and I press OK, that would be synced with my this account. So whenever I log in within the same ID, for example, if I'm having a Visual Studio Ultimate Edition and I'm having the same edition in some other computer, I just log in, and as a login, all of the settings would be just moved to the same the other computer, and I would be having the same setting and same look and feel of an ID that I'm. It's more important for the developers because they are familiar with their own IDEs and their own settings, so it's easier with the sign-in option and syncing the settings with Visual Studio. So this was all for this video. I hope you like that. Don't forget to comment and give your suggestions.